The U.S. diplomatic cables made public by WikiLeaks have exposed the diplomacy of several countries, aside from the United States. One of the first to feel the sting was Saudi Arabia. But as the world's Alex Gallifant reports, long-term Saudi watchers warn against reading too much into the cables.
If you read only the attention-grabbing cables mentioning Saudi Arabia, you'd be left with some pretty shocking conclusions. In 2008, for instance, U.S. diplomats wrote that the Saudi foreign minister was calling for the creation of an Arab force, a security operation to be deployed in and around Beirut, Lebanon. The same year, another Saudi told Americans that King Abdullah wanted the United States to cut off the head of the snake, meaning take action against Iran and its nuclear program. Heady stuff.
You can't just read the cables and make conclusions on the basis of those limited conversations.
Thomas Lippman is an expert on Saudi Arabia at the Council on Foreign Relations. He doesn't believe the Saudis were really inviting the U.S. to take military action against Iran.
What the cables show is a pattern in which Abdullah was ratcheting up the rhetoric in order to light a fire under the Americans about something that he needed to be dealt with greater urgency. Other officials in the kingdom are shown in the cables to have taken much more pragmatic approaches.
Working the angles in secret. That kind of diplomatic method is what Lippman expected to see.
That's always been the Saudis' way. The Saudis' preferred weapons have always been cash and diplomacy and cajolery.
And in recent years, says Rachel Bronson, those diplomatic weapons have been trained on one principal problem, Iran. Bronson is with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
When they look around the region, they see Iranians in Afghanistan, they see Iranians in Iraq, they see Iranians in Lebanon, they see them in Palestinian territories, they see Iran in Yemen. Everywhere around their border, they see Iran, and they're very concerned about it.
That's what that Arab force idea was about, too. The Saudis wanting to disrupt the Iranian-backed Hezbollah movement in Lebanon. But Bronson says the leaked cables show that Saudi Arabia's real diplomacy regarding Iran isn't to be found in fanciful notions about pan-Arab military intervention. You'll find the true action where it's always been in the kingdom, in its vast reserves of oil. Oil gives Saudi Arabia leverage, and it's now being used to persuade another player besides the United States to put pressure on Iran. That's China. In recent years, the Chinese have relied heavily on oil from Iran, making them unlikely to, say, support sanctions against the country. Bronson says the leaked cables show Saudi Arabia attempting to change that equation.
They can go to the Chinese and say, don't worry about the Iranians cutting off oil. We can make that up.
It's a quid pro quo. We guarantee your supply of oil. You help us rein in Iran. A simple idea, and according to a series of leaked cables from last year, an American one. And, adds Thomas Lippman at the Council on Foreign Relations, it's good business too.
They've financed the construction of refineries in China to process the sour crude oil that other refiners don't want and that they need to sell. They're happy to give guaranteed supply contracts to China because they see China as the future of their only commodity.
And so it's this fascinating battle over market share for direct political objectives.
Rachel Bronson says the Saudis need only $75 per barrel of oil to be profitable, maybe a little less even. By contrast, Iran needs $90 per barrel. The space between, that's where Saudi Arabia is playing the game.
They're very comfortable with 75. If they keep it at 75 and they can keep it below 90, the Iranians hurt.
And that'd be just fine by the United States. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.